This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A coalition of Greeley organizations is launching a major effort to help kids and families spend more time outdoors. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The initiative, called Generation Wild Greeley, is backed by a $1.75 million grant from Great Outdoors Colorado. It aims to connect all children, especially those on the city's underserved east side, with nature. That'll happen through expanded programming, community events, field trips, and improvements to local parks and natural areas. Students at the University of Northern Colorado's Active Schools Institute will help gather and analyze data to guide the five-year project. Community organizations will also play a major role in the initiative. It kicks off early next year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The U.S. House passed a bill to better measure snowpacks and help respond to drought. Republican Representative Jeff Hurd introduced the bill to help the Bureau of Reclamation and says it will provide better water supply data.
Better data means better reservoir planning, better support for agriculture, better protection for our cities and towns, and better management across every industry that depends upon water in the West.
The bill reauthorizes the program through 2031. Representative Joe Neguse was the lead Democratic sponsor of the bill, which now heads to the Senate, where Democrat John Hickenlooper and Republican John Curtis of Utah introduced the companion bill. At Denver International Airport, nearly 800 flights have been canceled into or out of the airport because of the high wind. Departure delays are around 46 minutes, with an hour and 2-minute delays for incoming flights. This is CPR News.